Now, the President, Michael D. Higgins, has rode in on Ireland's neutrality debate and has given a strong warning that the state is playing with fire by drifting closer to NATO and burying itself in other people's agendas. In an interview with the Business Post, he was also critical of the upcoming consultative forum on international security policy, as he raised concerns about the panellists involved, saying it lacked representation from neutral countries. Well, Sandra Hurley of our political staff joins us for more. Sandra, the President's assessment of Ireland's stance on neutrality was particularly stark and also raised a lot of concerns.
Yes, some very critical comments here from the President. And the timing, of course, it's just ahead of the first meeting of this Forum on International Security, which meets on Thursday. Now, the President has said that Ireland is in a dangerous period of drift in relation to its foreign policy. He said interfering with Ireland's positive neutrality brings us closer to Lithuania or Latvia, to NATO countries. And he said that is playing with fire. And in particular, he spoke about the forum. He highlighted the composition of the panels, saying they include the admirals, the generals, the Air Force, the rest of it. And he also referred to the chair of the forum, Louise Richardson, as a person with a very large DBE, a dame of the British Empire. So I think certainly the somewhat muted reaction from government this morning, but just in the past hour, we've had a statement from the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, a very lengthy statement. He doesn't once refer to the President, but clearly he is the individual who has convened this forum. Any criticism about it really does land with him. What he defends the decision to convene the forum. He said that other countries have been examining their international security policies, particularly in the wake of the war in Ukraine, and he said not to do so would be an abrogation of duty. He says also that there is no preconceived outcome here at the forum and that neutrality itself is not a binary choice. Now, we have had some comments from the junior minister, Neil Richmond. He said that the President, in his view, came close to the line, but he doesn't cross it. He said that the comments were disappointing. The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, has said that the President, she said, knows the boundaries of his role.
And is it quite muted across the political spectrum then?
I think so far, but I expect that an intervention like this at a particular time is likely to play out over the coming days and really for the rest of the week, because this could be viewed as very trenchant criticism of government policy. Now, there is a convention that the President doesn't comment on government policy, that they are above politics in a way, but there's no constitutional prohibition on that. But some would question his right perhaps to weigh in on international relations. They might point to Article 29 in the Constitution. But what we have seen from this President over his two presidencies is that he has pushed the boundaries here. He has spoken about direct provision. He's been critical about housing policy. That could be very much seen as directed at the government. So he is a person with very strong views.
Sandra Hurley, thank you for that.
Barry Cowan, Deputy Chair of the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs and Defence Committee. He's been listening to Sandra Hurley from our Athlone studio. Barry Cowan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
What's your view on the President's comments? Was he right in what he said?
Well, look, the President, Michael D. Higgins, is a very popular President. He's shown on many occasions to be most adept at being in tune with the pulse of the nation. And he's able to recognise and appreciate those concerns and finds a way of articulating them, ensuring in a way that any such debate or conversation is adequately informed. And matters of neutrality cannot be allowed to, we cannot be allowed to get ahead of the public. I'm sure there has been obviously much discussion at a high level taking place, whether in government, in the EU and beyond. And from our perspective, as I said, the public can't be left behind and ultimately would have to be consulted. But the Taoiseach has issued a statement, as has been alluded to. It's pretty clear and concise in what it says, in that the forum is not a binary discussion on neutrality. It was never intended to be. The government has made clear that we don't intend to change Ireland's policy of military neutrality. He also said that the aim of the forum from the start has been to prompt a national discussion on Ireland's foreign security defence policy, and he wanted to hear from as many people as possible with a diverse range of experiences, expertise and views. And that's a conversation for everybody. It may be the start of a wider one, and I'm sure as those conversations grow and widen, those that participate will grow and widen. And the positive neutrality, which has served us so well as a peacekeeper, as somebody who can contribute to conflict resolution, mm-hmm. whose personnel who have been involved in those matters over the years have been sought worldwide. And, you know, our contribution to peacekeeping within the UN, our position and attaining a place at the UN Security Council indicates and proves all of that. And we should never stray away from that. And while there are challenges in relation to the present situation, in relation to the war in Ukraine, challenges for Europe as a whole to defend itself and Ukraine against Russian aggression, the issue of cybersecurity, the mm-hmm. abuse of AI, all need to be discussed and need to have a conversation about them, of course.
And they will. I just want to bring you back to the President's comments for a moment. Foreign affairs, it comes under the remit of government. You mentioned Micheál Martin's statement that he's issued in the last hour. He's your party leader. He's the minister with that brief for foreign affairs. It comes under the government's remit, as I said. So was it appropriate in that context for President Higgins to weigh in on the neutrality debate in the manner he has? Or did he cross a line?
No, I don't necessarily believe so. And, you know, he has found a way of making comments in the past, as has been alluded to. There is an Article 29 that was mentioned in relation to international affairs, which may allow him comments in this sphere. But, you know, we are at a crossroads in relation to security. We are at a crossroads in relation to how the EU responds. And we have found a way of a nuanced position of ours being accepted by our partners in Europe in relation to our commitment is to training, is to funding, is to humanitarian funding, is to accommodating in great numbers many Ukrainian refugees in this country. And that's a huge contribution that we are making. But obviously there are other challenges, there are discussions that need to take place, and we can do that, but we do that in a wide-ranging manner. We do that in which, you know, the tarnished responsibility and the government's is in relation to the Defence Force and what role it can play and it should play and how it should be resourced to ensure that its morale is one that makes its contribution in the way in which we would mm-hmm. expect. As I said to you, you know, we can't get ahead of the people on this issue. Ultimately, the people would have to be consulted if any change was to take place. And I think the President is merely reminding people of that fact. Not that many of us need to be reminded, but some do. And that's okay. why he is doing it. And I appreciate and I accept, as I said, he's a very popular president. He's very in tune with the pulse of the nation. He's recognised this issue as something that he felt he needed mm-hmm. to elaborate on. He has done that. The Taoiseach has responded on behalf of government. And I think the air is clear and should move on from here.
And Barry Cowan, this forum that has been the president was discussing that Micheál Martin has responded to this morning, it was also the subject of heated exchanges in the Dáil this week between People Before Profits, Paul Murphy, and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. And the Taoiseach described claims from Paul Murphy that the list of speakers, that it was biased and one-sided. Micheál Martin said this was outrageous, carry on. However, President Higgins in the Business Post today says the panels comprise mostly admirals, generals and formerly neutral countries that are joining NATO. And he asks why there isn't more representation from still neutral countries. So they can't both be right here. Who do you think is right? Is it the President or Micheál Martin?
I didn't specifically see or witness that Dáil exchange. I've heard about it. The conference is agreed and it's set. The speakers have been invited. But today's statement from the Taoiseach invites and implores people to participate in this. And as is said during the course of that statement, that this is the commencement of a wider discussion that will take place long beyond the length of time this forum is in place. And I would accept that everybody would recognise the need for balance in any such debate into the future in order to ensure, as I said, that our, you know, it's obvious to everybody that looks in and looks at any agenda that Ireland has positive neutrality, has, you know, military neutrality, but is full square behind our European partners in defending Ukraine against Russian aggression, and is also conscious of its responsibilities to work with others to ensure that cybersecurity and issues of that nature are addressed in a holistic manner to protect and our own security and that of Europe as a whole.
Okay. Barry Cowan, Deputy Chair of the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs and Defence Committee, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us from our Athlone studio.